I'm the next presenter. I'm Pratibha Shah. I'm an Ayurvedic practitioner and I'm from Boston. I'm not a researcher. I'm primarily a clinical practitioner. I just want to say, as a follow-up to what Elena presented, that but before that I should ask, how many of you know about Ayurveda? Wonderful. So Ayurveda is the mother science of yoga, and I'm an Ayurvedic practitioner, and I'm just back from Vegas from a conference that the theme was role of Ayurveda in cancer care, and some of the nausea and other issues that Elena was referring to, there are really good solutions in Ayurveda, the herbal solutions. So today I'm going to be presenting to you a very successful case management of a depression migraine complex. Although Ayurveda was not a big part of this management, I'm here to share with you the strategy that we adopted. I'm part of an integrative medicine practice. As I said, I'm an Ayurvedic practitioner. I also have an MPH. I've been practicing Ayurveda 25 years. And currently, I'm part of an integrative medicine practice where we try to integrate primary care principles along with holistic modalities like Ayurveda, acupuncture, massage, yoga, for the best benefit of the client. So I'm going to present to you our strategy as a practice. There is not much Ayurveda here, and I'll share you why, with you why. This is our presenter disclosure. So I'm going to talk about the case study and then a little bit about how we understand migraine today, a little bit about our approach, and then concluding points with what worked in our strategy. I'm going to refer to the client as CS. CS is a 58-year-old white woman who came to us in 2010. And this is a kind of a timeline of her history. She started getting migraines when she was just 11 years old. And thereafter, she started getting the migraines cyclically, primarily in relation to her menstrual cycles. These migraines got worse in her 20s, especially after she had two children. And in 1999, she had a seizure, and she was on Wellbutrin at that time, and the seizure was attributed to Wellbutrin. She was migraine-free for 5 years. And then the migraine started again in 2004. And when she came to our practice, she was getting 4 to 7 migraines per week. In her past history, I think the most remarkable points are that she was a forceps delivery, and she had right allodynia, which is hyperesthesia on the right side. She had the neck and scapular region tightness of the muscles and the joints, and her migraines were on the right side. In her teenage, she had suffered from anxiety, depression, and panic attacks. And after marriage, she was very susceptible to urinary tract infections, upper respiratory tract infections, seasonal affective disorder, and arthritis. And she also had a strong family history of anxiety and depression. When she came to us, she had been tried on a variety of milieu of pills and medications and drugs. As you can see from this slide, when she presented, she was on topiramate, clonopin, propranolol, gabapentin, and Prozac. And none of them were helping her. She was still getting 4 to 7 migraines, severe, per week. And very debilitating. She's a very creative person. She makes very nice cloth bags, which she stitches herself. Very creative. She was unable to do anything. None of the creative part, but also her day-to-day functionality was very affected when she came to us. She would spend hours in her bedroom just sleeping or trying to just get her mind off of her pain. When she came to us, the presenting symptoms were 3 to 4 migraines per week, quite a lot of depression, quite a strong degree of insomnia, bad quality of sleep, In fact, she had a sleep study to share with us, and her REM sleep was really, really bad, very sharp. High stress, high levels of stress. She's the kind of body type who are worriers and, you know, usually get stressed with little things. So she was constantly under stress. She was constipated and very easily fatigued. She could not do even small amounts of exercises without getting fatigued. When we did the physical exam, there was hyperesthesia on the right side of her face, tight neck muscles, and right again more than the left. Her labs were pretty much within normal limits, except there was a little, the vitamin D was marginally low. But other than that, and before coming to us, she had had the proverbial million-dollar lab works, and nothing had come out. Nothing really remarkable had come out in the lab work that was done. So just trying to understand the mechanism of migraine a little bit, there is a genetic predisposition usually in migraine cases, and then there is overlap of triggers which develop throughout the life, and they can be specific to different people. Some people are, you know, their migraines are triggered by sound or light or just in the next slide I'm going to show you. Basically, the way we were looking at her migraine was that we were trying to see what is her stack of factors that are contributing to her migraine. And then we wanted to focus on destacking that stack. So this is how we were looking at it. For example, you know, any of these could be a triggering factor, but mostly there is an underlying genetic propensity, and then there could be n number of factors like the noise or just the stress level, immediate stress level. But what happens is that it can be triggered by any one of these. And then you might think, for example, the strawberry milkshake, you might think that, you know, the strawberry milkshake doesn't bother me. And what is in the strawberry milkshake, basically? All of this, right? So this is just the flavor. Just the flavor has about 35 chemicals in it. So the patient will tell you, you will ask the patient, you know, what were you doing? What triggered your migraine? And the patient might say, maybe it was my sleep. I don't know. And then when you start taking the diet diary, and then they'll say, you know, I had strawberry milkshake last night. That could be the factor. But it doesn't bother me usually. But, you know, there is a stack up. You were underslept. You had some stress about your mother-in-law coming over or whatever it might be. And, you know, there were a couple of other things. And then the strawberry milkshake was the final straw. So basically understanding what is the stack of this woman was our effort as a team. And this is the diagrammatic representation of how the migraine travels from the, so this is behind the scenes in migraine. So basically the trigeminal vascular system, it affects the trigeminal efferents and the dorsal cervical roots, and that affects the nerve fibers to the blood vessels in the meters and the venous sinuses, and that stimulates the vasoactive neurotransmitters, and there's a release of substance P and all of these stuff, and then there is sterile meningeal inflammation which you know results in vasodilation, plasma protein extravasation. There is increased sensitization. So basically once the patient is sensitized, then any of the triggers can quickly do a shortcut and cause the migraine. And she also had allodynia, which, you know, the dorsal cervical roots get stimulated and they lead directly to the migraine. So we did how did we approach this case? We did a literature review and we realized that acupuncture actually is at least as effective, if not more effective, than prophylactic drug treatment and has fewer side effects. So acupuncture was a no-brainer. So basically, if you think about this case, she has already been tried all the drugs available. So the modern medicine approach was already like tried and tested and nothing had worked. So we were talking about alternatives completely here. So acupuncture emerged as a very good option. And then because of her allodynia, we thought massage is a very good option. From Ayurveda perspective also, because she had constipation, she had the insomnia, there were some really good effective solutions, but we didn't want to overwhelm the patient with too many do's and don'ts, like do this also, do that also. So understanding that this can overwhelm the patient, we withdrew the Ayurvedic part and we kept her on on acupuncture and massage. And for her stress response, we taught her the breath work, how she could meditate with music, or, you know, there are so many online free resources. So we shared a lot of resources with her. You can play music, or you can go in for guided meditation, or you could join a class. And we kept guiding her and counseling her how she could change her response to how she was reacting to her life situation. So this is a kind of a, in a nutshell, what we did with our approach. So the primary care part of it, there was nothing in terms of drugs. So basically it was 15 minutes of exercise where there were short intervals of aerobic exercise. So 30 seconds aerobic exercise and 2 minutes of mild, gentle exercise, because data tells that, shows that, you know, if you recommend very stimulating exercises, that can also act as a migraine trigger. So we had to be very careful, but she also had depression. So we needed a physical activity component, which was really missing in her life. So we encouraged her to do gentle exercises with 30 seconds bursts of active physical activity. We taught her stress management. We taught her not to overdo things, because somehow culturally she was wrapped up in, you know, I need to do something. And she, even when she had migraines, she would want to go out and do gardening on a hot sunny day. So we had to really guide her, convince her that she needs to be watchful and, you know, aware about not overdoing things, and rethink and modulate response to life situations. From acupuncture perspective, again, I can't talk about meridians, but our acupuncturist, her approach was to tonify the kidneys, to regulate liver, to calm the shen, open head channels, relax mind and muscles. Our massage therapist, her approach was to identify and treat tender spots and trigger spots. And there was a combination of relaxation and deep tissue and myofascial massage. And we also taught the patient to, develop a good posture, because she was always hunched and always bending to one side, which when we made her aware about it, she started paying attention to it and practicing a more straight posture. So these are the results from the protocol. With 15 minutes of exercise, massage and acupuncture, when we started, she was getting about 30 migraines per month. And after about 6 treatments of massage and acupuncture, she was down to 3 migraines per month. Of course, all the other things, you know, the stress management and being aware about her life circumstances, and, you know, if she can't change the situation, she should change her response to the situation. All those guidances, I think, contributed to her state of mind and her stress levels as well. She was weaned off of all meds by the fall of 2011, except Prozac, because of her depression. And we are talking about fall, so she was about to go into winter and she had SAD, so we couldn't take her off of Prozac. But all the weaning off was done in collaboration with her primary care physician. And by this time, she was down to 1 migraine a month. After a year, because she was feeling better, she became irregular with the acupuncture and massage treatments since she was doing well. And she had a relapse of severe migraines. Of course, she didn't go back to the original frequency and number, but she had a relapse. So we had a talk with her that you will need a maintenance schedule. So she was having 2 sessions per month. So every 2 weeks she was having a session. We said that now that you are again into a relapse, we will need to go back to that frequency, but we will need a maintenance schedule. So this patient behaves differently in summer and differently in winter. In summer, she really needs low maintenance, but in winter, because of her SAD, we have to go back to the original schedule of twice a month. Otherwise, she is maintaining very well on a maintenance schedule of once in 3 weeks. And the other change that we brought about was completely unprocessed diet, because she is the classical example of that natural, so-called natural strawberry flavor, because she was going into, you know, all kinds of easy food whenever she was stressed. Her BMI was good, but her choices of food were not great. So we talked to her, we helped her understand what is happening with these foods, the additives, the dyes, the flavors, how they are acting as triggers. And she's a wonderful patient, ideal patient. She understood and she implemented. As a result, her headache frequency reduced. And then we started focusing on her sleep, because one of the side effects of Prozac is actually very poor REM sleep. So we in consultation with her psychotherapist and in consultation with the patient herself, we told her that because she had very bad insomnia and lack of sleep was again triggering the migraines. So that was the final frontier, so to say. And we had a conversation with her, and we tried to wean her off of Prozac with some good scalp massage, where I suggested some Ayurvedic herb-infused oils. And she responded very well. So today, this is the frequency of her migraines. You can see where they were in 2010 when she came. And today, in 2013, she has had only one migraine so far. So it's a complete turnaround. And some of the components of our approach, I think we took an in-depth history. So we were able to understand and identify her stacks of migraine. Everybody has a different stack of migraine. So we were able to develop a strategy where we could unstack that stack and educate the patient and, you know, work in collaboration with her. We also, this was very important, we asked her to keep her trigger diary. This helped us identify what were her triggers, and we were able to work on them. The anti-inflammatory and unprocessed diet was a really turnaround key component, gentle regular exercise, and the changing of her response to her life situations, which she could not change. She really is a very calm and quiet person now, instead of a worrier and always stressed. An acupuncture as prophylaxis for depression, that was the first line. Local treatments and intimate collaboration between all caregivers. So all weekly meetings of all the caregivers and, you know, taking notes, where are we today and what we need to do further. And this has really worked well with this client. Thank you.